Jerry Bader Show 1036. The Milwaukee Brewers finally looked like a nearly complete baseball team last night. Gallardo pitched okay. Will Smith looked brilliant in relief again. They exploded for four runs in the eighth to win 8-3. They took the series with Baltimore at Miller Park. If they take these last... Yeah, see, that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'll get to that in just a minute. These last two games with the Cubs at Miller Park, in the last two games in May, and I'll have a 500 record in May. I'll be very pleased with that. They're 10 games above 500, 2.5 games above the Cardinals. I told you several years ago, the key is being above 500 at June 1st. Statistically, teams that have a good chance of the playoffs, teams that don't have almost no chance of the playoffs. All right, this is exactly, I said this earlier. Jerry, the Central Wisconsin Chamber already promotes a brewery tour called the Grain Circle Tour, and there have been buses that have come up from Madison, Milwaukee to visit the breweries on the route. That's small potatoes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the entire craft brew industry. How did I start the topic? I started the topic by saying, don't tell me this is already being done, because I'm talking about on a scale that is not being done. It's exactly what I'm talking about. Take that idea and put it on steroids. And I think Wisconsin will have a real opportunity here. But it's going to be controversial because of the anti-drinking movement in Wisconsin right now. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Michelle Obama fighting back where Congress is trying to roll back her school lunch program. She defends the program and, by extension, herself in an editorial in today's New York Times. I want to share it with you, and then I want your thoughts at 406-1360, 888-455-1360. She rails against the proposed changes to her. It's her Obamacare. You understand that, right? School lunch programs are her Obamacare. When we began our Let's Move initiative 4 years ago, we set one simple but ambitious goal: to end the epidemic of childhood obesity in a generation so that kids born today will grow up healthy. To achieve this goal, we have adhered to one clear standard: what works. The initiatives we undertake are evidence-based, and we rely on the most current science. Yeah, like the current science 60 years ago that told us saturated fats were bad. You mean that science? Research indicated that kids needed less sugar, salt, and fat in their diets. So we revamped school lunch menus accordingly. When data showed that the lack of nearby grocery stores negatively affected people's eating habits, we worked to get more fresh food retailers in underserved areas. Studies on habit formation in young children drove our efforts to get healthier food and more physical activity into childcare centers. Today, we are seeing glimmers of progress. Tens of millions of kids are getting better nutrition in school. Families are thinking more carefully about food they eat, cook, and buy. Companies are rushing to create healthier products to meet growing demand. And the obesity rate is finally beginning to fall from its peak among our youngest children. So we know that when we rely on sound science, global warming, we can actually begin to turn the tide on childhood obesity. But unfortunately, we are now seeing attempts in Congress to undo so much of what we've accomplished on behalf of our children. Take, for example, what's going on now with the Women, Infant, and Children program, known as WIC. This is a federal program designed to provide supplemental nutrition to low-income women and their babies and toddlers. The idea is to fill in the gaps in their diets, to help them buy items like fresh produce that they can't afford on their own, and give them the nutrition they're missing. Right now, House of Representatives, the House, is considering a bill to override science by mandating that white potatoes be included on the list of foods that women can purchase using WIC dollars. Now, there's nothing wrong with potatoes. The problem is that many women and children already consume enough potatoes, and not enough of the nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables they need. That's why the Institute of Medicine, the nonpartisan scientific body that advises on the standards for WIC, has said that potatoes should not be part of the WIC program. Unfortunately, this is not an isolated occurrence. We are seeing the same kind of scenario unfold with our school lunch program. Back in 2010, Congress passed the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act, which set higher nutritional standards for school lunches, also based on recommendations from the Institute of Medicine. Today, 90% of schools report they are meeting these new standards. As a result, kids are now getting more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other foods they need to be healthy. This is a big win for parents who are working hard to serve their kids balanced meals at home and don't want their efforts undermined during the school day. And it's a big win for all of us since we spend more than $10 billion a year on school lunches and shouldn't be spending those hard-earned taxpayer dollars on junk food for our children. Did you hear the menu I shared yesterday with what her kids get to eat at Sidwell Friends? Barbecue ribs, ice cream. Now back to this. Yet some members of the House are now threatening to roll back these new standards and lower the quality of food our kids get in school. They want to make it optional, not mandatory, for schools to serve fruits and vegetables to our kids. They also want to allow more sodium and fewer whole grains than recommended into school lunches. These issues will be considered when the House Appropriations Committee takes up the annual spending bill for the Ag Department today. Remember a few years ago when Congress declared that the sauce on a slice of pizza should count as a vegetable in school lunches? You don't have to be a nutritionist to know that this doesn't make much sense. Yet we are seeing the same thing happening again with these new efforts to lower nutrition standards in our schools. Our children deserve so much better than this. Even with the progress we've made, 1 in 3 children in this country is still overweight or obese. 1 in 3 is expected to develop diabetes in his or her lifetime. And this isn't just about our children's health, it's about the health of our economy as well. We already spend an estimated $190 billion a year treating obesity-related conditions. Just think about what those numbers would look like in a decade or two if we don't start solving this problem now. The bottom line is very simple. As parents, we always put our children's interests first. We wake up every morning and go to bed every night worrying about their well-being and their futures. And when we make decisions about our kids' health, we rely on doctors and experts who can give accurate information based on sound science. Our leaders in Washington should do the same. There are two scary things in what I just read. And they're commingled. Let's see how close you were paying attention. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What scares you about what I just read? I think there are two things. One really jumped off the page at me. Actually, they both jumped off the page at me. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. There are two things that Michelle Obama said in that editorial, that opinion piece, in today's New York Times, that should be very frightening to you. Now, the whole concept is, well, actually, I don't want to say what the concept is, because that will give it away. I think there are two, and I don't think she realizes at all, not at all, what it is she's saying. We'll give you 3 minutes, see if you can figure it out. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think there are two very scary elements to her opinion piece. It's 1045.
Jerry Bader Show.